changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, to the Changing Minds Online show. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you. I'm so excited as we're approaching this holiday season and getting ready to really spend some time with friends and family. And it's just an awesome time to really just be present, connected in the relationships and friendships and really giving back. So giving back is what we're talking about tonight, right, Akina?
Yes, we're talking about giving back and paying for it. So this is a wonderful time of the year, as you said, Jessica, to really be focusing on that. You know, it's a lot of people that may not have as much as we have. And it is so wonderful to share that spirit of Christmas cheer and goodness and great tidings with someone who may not have everything that we have. And today we're going to talk about different ways that we can give back, pay forward, during the Christmas season and beyond. Because we should not do it just during the Christmas season, we should do it all year round. Isn't that right, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, giving back and really, as you said, paying it forward to really live a life of contribution, to live a life of service is really the highest, really lifestyle that we can live. And ultimately, you know, when we live not only about ourselves, like really choosing that we get included in it, but that our life is not only about ourselves, it's really, for me, the way we become closest to God. You know, God gives us everything. It's by giving back. It's when we are at our highest potential in our relationship with Him.
Yes, yes. You know, that reminds me of a story that recently happened to me about paying it forward. As you know, we came out with the I Can Create My Life Planner. And I had introduced it to my Christian women group. And, you know, a few of them purchased it. And there was one that really couldn't purchase it at the time. They were going through, but they really wanted one. And they said they were going to work on it, you know, and they were going to definitely get one. And for some odd reason, that statement stuck in my spirit. And, you know, months went by, what have you, and it was still there, you know. And I know myself, when I'm supposed to act on something, it will gnaw and gnaw and gnaw and gnaw on me until I do this particular thing. And so I consulted and prayed over it, and all of a sudden I just said, I need to do this. It's what I need to do. So I saw the individual at a party, a Christmas party, and they were there, and we were talking about different things that were going on and, you know, how you do at a Christmas party. And all of a sudden, I looked at them, and I said, I have something for you. And I told them, I reminded them about our conversation we had back in the day, and they were like, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it. I want to do it. And something just made me say, just let me bless you. And they immediately busted into tears. And as soon as I said that, that gnawing in the back of my head just released. And I went out to the car, and I got the book, and I gave it to them, and it's just like it was a sigh of cleansing, like complete relief, like you've done what you were supposed to do. And it just filled my heart because they were so touched by it. And to me, it was just a book. You know, it was a book that, you know, we had made, Jessica and I had made, but, you know, I can go and get another one. But to this individual, it was, oh, my God, nobody's ever really done that for me before. And I didn't know that it went that deep. And I didn't know that it meant that much. So when you feel that feeling like you just need to do it, go ahead and do it, because that is not for you. It's for the other person. It's for you to be used as a vessel to bless someone else. And that is the greatest gift, that God is moving through you to be a blessing to someone else. What do you think on that, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you're giving and you really get to create love in this world, and what it really is, it's a way to make a difference, as Akina's saying. Now, it's not really about what you give. You know, a lot of people think about, like, giving back as in, like, making a monetary donation. And certainly, you know, every day I receive different things in the mail because I do donate to some projects asking for more money, or, you know, whether it's a different charity or different organization asking for donations. And, you know, that's not really what we're talking about today. When we're talking about really giving back, and we're talking about really kind of being in service and paying it forward, what it's really about is what you get to create, what experiences you get to create for somebody else when you're living in love. And, you know, giving it back, paying it forward, you know, it could be that you're giving a gift, like Akina gave a gift of a book. It could be that you're acknowledging someone for something that they did, you know, or you're letting someone know that you love them. It could be giving of your time. You know, there's many ways to live a life of contribution, but it's also important to realize that, you know, it is something that you are going to get a lot out of. And, you know, many of you may know, I've been posting on Facebook and I've talked about on our calls, that I've been doing a project this winter called Not On My Watch. And I'm not sure if I've shared on the podcast, you know, why and how this, like, got started with this. And if I already have, and you're listening to this again, you're one of our listeners, but calling every week, and bear with me. But, you know, last year I was on my way to church. There was a homeless man who was always outside of the church. And so I decided to give him a Christmas present. Not a donation, and I often will, you know, give things to homeless people. I don't like to give, you know, money to people, but I'll often give them food, or if I have extra blankets in my house, or even things like towels, or if I travel, I don't use the toiletries there, but I'll always bring them home and pass them out to people. Those are all really great ways of giving back. But I decided I wanted to give this man an actual gift. And it was a very, very cold winter in New York last year. They were predicting again another cold winter in New York. So I went to, you know, wherever I went, the store, and I bought a set of hats, scarves, and gloves, and I wrapped it up. And I walked around, you know, and this was just before Christmas in the city, and I gave it to the man. And I said, you know, this is a gift. Merry Christmas. And before even opening the gift, he started to cry. And he looked at me, he said, no one has ever given me a Christmas present before. He said, this is the first Christmas present I've ever received in my entire life. You know, and I got to really realize that in my community, you know, in the neighborhood where I live and I go to church, there's people that really need love. There's people that don't have something, you know, and that by me not giving it to them and paying it forward and giving back, that what I'm doing is I'm allowing that to exist in my community. And, you know, every year, and I don't mean to be negative on the podcast, but every year people die in cities, and in New York City, I know it's a common place, people die of the cold. You know, people living on the streets, they cannot survive in the temperatures. They're very low. So it can get below freezing in New York City, and people are living on the streets with nothing. They have no blankets. They don't have food. You know, we might complain because of the things we're missing, but there's people who are struggling to live. And so this year, you know, I came up with this project. I had decided not in my watch, you know, not on my community, are people in my neighborhood going to not survive the winter because they can't keep warm, and not in my community, is there going to be someone who's never received a Christmas present? And really what I was doing was I was taking a stand and saying that, you know, I want the world to be a little bit better. you know, I want to make the world a little bit better place. And the great thing about it is that even though, you know, by giving back and sharing, I wasn't necessarily directly benefiting in, you know, for, and I have actually several hundred gifts under my Christmas tree that are wrapped up that I'm going to be passing on Christmas Eve. And that's where this project, Not On My Watch, was born. And I'll get into, you know, what it was. But I asked people for gifts. And I went on Facebook and I went to my blogs and it was on our webpage. And, you know, I spoke to friends and family and I asked them to tell everyone that they knew. I said, Not On My Watch. I said, I want this year 200, at least 200. I'm going to pass out at least 200 presents, gifts to homeless people. And I said, I'm going to do it because I want to make the world a better place. And I need your, and I required support to do that because I wasn't able to just go out and purchase hundreds of presents and pass them all out by myself and wrap them all by myself. And so I said, you know, I started this movement and people really jumped on board. And this is what I want to tell everyone, you know, whether or not you're doing something like this or you're giving back in small ways, when you make the world a better place, you get to live in a better world. So you really do get included and you do get to actually see and benefit from the results of what you're doing. But really, it's not about you. And, you know, paying it forward, giving it back, a lot of times, you know, especially people who study the law of attraction, you know, they think that, well, I'm going to give, so I receive. You know, it's like kind of this push and pull. And I often have people, you know, I'll do a lot of reading and studying the law of attraction and money and changing your conversation with money. And they always say that the fastest way to get money is to give back. And a lot of people just give back out of obligation or they give back because, you know, they want something out of it. Or a lot of times, you know, you don't make their giving very public. You know, we all know people like that who want to announce all the good things that they did and the great deeds that they did. And they're really just doing it for attention. It's not really about giving back at all. But that's really giving back. What it really is it's making the world better. And what you get out of making the world better is a better world. And, you know, it's in a time with so much turmoil around us. And there is so much goodness in the world. And there's a lot of great people in this world. And, I mean, everyone in the world is great. Whether or not they're choosing to live in their greatness and to live in their potential, you know, not everyone does, but everyone has possibility around us and everyone's great around us. But there is so much turmoil and there's so many problems that would just be solved if every one of us just did our part to just make the world a little better. What do you think about that, Akina?
Oh, my goodness, yes. There are so many opportunities to make the world better. I always say that the best blessings are the ones that's done in the background, the ones that everybody can't see, the ones where people don't even know you did it. Those are the best because they were genuine, from the heart. You didn't need any fanfare or hand claps or praise. You did it for the cause and not for the applause. And that is the best part of paying it forward because it is just to bless someone. That's it, that's all. You know, there's nothing, most of the time there's nothing in it for you. It's just to bless the other person. Just to make, as Jessica says, the world a better place.
Yeah, one of my favorite ways. I'm sorry, Kina. You know, but on the note of what you're saying, making, you know, doing blessings and not and being in the background, one of my favorite ways to do that is through random acts of kindness. You know, it's very easy to want to give to the people that we love and that are in our intimate circles, to your kids, your friends, your family, your parents, your aunts and uncles and grandparents. It's very easy to kind of give back to them. We love them. We care about them. But doing it in private, you know, without receiving acknowledgement, for people we don't know, for strangers, to me, that's really the highest form of giving.
Yes, yes. You know, and there's so many different places you can do this. You can do it definitely at work. I mean, while some of us are in our purpose, some of us are not when we go to work. Some of us, it's not the best place to be. It's not the best environment. And what would happen if they came to their desk and there was a little note standing there saying, "I appreciate you. I think you are wonderful. Thank you for all that you do." You know, just that kind word. You don't even have to sign it. Just those kind words would lift that person's spirits tremendously. You never know. They may have had the worst day in the world, but you came through at the right time and let them know that they were loved. Or when you're in the grocery store and you see somebody needs different things, but they just don't have the money. Or even if they have the money, you just say, "I would like to bless you," and get their groceries for them. Do you know how that would be a blessing? You know, or if you're walking down the street and you see someone struggling, help them with their bag, or, you know, help them to the car, or what have you. These things, people are so scared with all the crime and all the badness you see in the news that they hardly ever just reach out to be kind. And this would be a great experience for someone who is not thinking that anybody would help them. Do you have some ideas, Jessica?
Yeah, you know, it's really, you don't necessarily have to have money to give back. And, you know, I know everyone's in a different place financially. And, you know, being in complete integrity, you know, this time of year, we're all hard on cash. Like myself included, we're all kind of giving out presents to people we love, which is wonderful, and attending holiday parties, which are, and it adds up. And it's not, you know, it's a time of year where everyone is really on a budget. But there's so many ways to give back that are completely free. You know, it could be as simple as smiling and complimenting a stranger on the street. It could be as simply as acknowledging and thanking someone at a restaurant or who's checking you out for helping you. And like Akina says, like, give people a hand. You know, I was in the supermarket recently, there was a woman who was in a wheelchair and she was trying to get something off the shelf, but she was having a very difficult time reaching. And I just said, and I was looking and I watched three or four people walk past her and not help her. And I walked up to her and I said, "Hey, let me get that for you." And she was literally using a stick to try and knock it off the shelf. And, you know, she had this huge smile on her face and she started a conversation. And you know what? I really loved and enjoyed our conversation. And I said, "You know what? Like, let me help you finish your shopping." And I walked with her, and we got everything together. And truthfully, I didn't really have the time. I was supposed to meet a friend, and I had a text from my friend and said, "You know what, I'm going to be a few minutes late. Like, something came up I need to take care of." And we walked and we talked. And, you know, I got to know her, and I got to know a little bit about her and her family. And we exchanged phone numbers. And, you know, I gave her a call a week later, and you know, we're going to have lunch together. And it's just really like taking a stand for the people in your life that you care about. But not only that, but like being that person who just makes that little bit of difference. It can go a really long way. You know, like notes are wonderful. Like writing notes to people to just let you know that you care about them, that's a really great way of giving back or paying it forward. Be a mentor. There's something that you know, every one of us, there's something that you know how to do really well. And when you're paying it forward by, like, sharing what you know, that's really giving back, especially with someone younger or someone who's trying to do something that you, you know, might have already done. And certainly I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for my mentors who generously gave of their time, or even the people who made, like, pathways for you, you know, if, whether in whatever industry you're in. You know, I'm a professional network marketer. There are people in the industry of network marketing that I look up to and I'm grateful for because they've made it possible for me to do what I want to do, and I let them know it. You know, when they have things they talk about on Facebook, products that they've done, I'll share them and I'll recommend them to my friends and I'll comment on their Facebook status. It could be as simple as that. you know, if you are on this podcast, chances are you have Facebook. Give back to your friends. When was the last time someone just wrote a compliment about you on your Facebook wall? It could be completely simple. Go onto a friend's page and just say, hey, you know what? I just wanted to, like, publicly let everyone know what an amazing friend you are. You have always been there for me, like, through thick and thin, and I want to let you know that I love you. Wow. What would you get to create then? Like, think about what their experience would be. And also think what you would get out of it, because you got to create something wonderful for them. And, you know, what if one of their friends saw it, and then they went and did it for someone else? And then maybe three or four people saw it. And all of a sudden you find it's like that butterfly effect where you have 1,000 people doing it because of the one thing that you did. Well, then the world gets a little better, because what if all 1,000 of those people were just a little nicer? Maybe help someone cross the street. Maybe gave that person who needed something to eat if they could. You know, maybe it was that person who remembered that love was created for them in the morning and, you know, went into their drawer and realized that they didn't really need that one sweater that there wasn't really attractive their aunt gave them that was sitting in the back of the closet, but they gave it to someone who didn't have anything to wear and they were kept, you know, kept warm that winter. You know, or that person who shared part of their lunch with someone who didn't have a meal because they had enough. You know, you really do get to make a difference, not only for the people that, you know, you're directly helping or you're directly giving to, but all the people that they're going to inspire and all the people that they're going to touch when you create a little bit different of a day for them. You know, I don't know, Kina, like, I just find that it's very powerful when people start, you know, contributing to the world in that way.
Oh, yes, I agree. I mean, like I said, there's so many ways that you can just give back, you know, that are simple, that, you know, and like Jessica said, they don't cost any money. But the meaning behind it is priceless. The meaning behind it, they will remember for the rest of their lives. You will never know the impact that that smile that day had on someone. You will never know the impact that you going through, that Jessica going through the grocery store had on that lady in the wheelchair. You will never know what you do and what you thought was maybe in passing will impact a life forever. What you did in that one moment changed someone's mind to make them want to go out and make the world a better place. Make them want to say kind words. Make them want to go and do a good deed. Make them want to go out and be the difference.
Yeah.
What do you think of
it? Yeah, it really is one of those things that really just continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it is possible for a real shift and a real change in your community. You know, it really is possible. When you're giving back, it's possible. You know, one of my favorite ways, and I think one of, and I never said my favorite way of giving back is through random acts of kindness. But I think one of the most powerful ways of giving back is not actually giving money, it's giving time. You can always create money. You know, you can always create more money. I mean, money is an idea. The same way we create anything else, we can create money because it's really just an idea. It's not real. It's not tangible. You know, like, it's not like speaking a mountain to existence. It's a concept that we've come up with. And, you know, when you understand the principles of money, you can make all the money that you want. You know, same thing with food, right? When you're thinking about giving a thing, when you're giving food, you're giving clothes, you know, all that stuff, you can really kind of attract it into your life and give it, it's great and it's wonderful to give of those things. But what really makes the biggest difference, what's the most powerful, you know, is really giving up time. Because time is the one thing that nobody can get more of. Now, I believe time is abundant, and I really believe that everybody has all the time that they need. You know, people always ask, well, what would you do with an extra hour of your day? And people come up with these, like, lofty goals of, like, oh, I would, you know, work out, and I would spend time with my kids. I would, you know, spend time with my partner, your husband or wife or, you know, whatever. And it's not true because, I mean, really, like, right, because if there was 25 hours a day, you'd be doing exactly what you're already doing. That's all. And we can't make more time. So when we give our time, it's really like we're giving part of ourselves. And, you know, it could be simple as helping, like, a neighbor shovel. You know, I remember last year just shoveling a driveway, just a path, not even the whole driveway, but just a path for an elderly woman to walk from her house to the mailbox. And she was so grateful for it. And it didn't take that much time. It took me like 15, 20 minutes. But go volunteer. Go volunteer at a soup kitchen. Volunteer to be a mentor for children. You know, big sister, big brother. I have a friend who just recently started doing that, and she became a big sister, and she's just saying what a blessing it is. You know, it could be as simple as, like, going through your community and picking up trash. Like, I don't allow trash to be on my street. Like, I don't walk from my car to my apartment and, like, pass garbage and not pick it up and put it in the garbage can. Why? Because I don't want to live in a world where there's garbage on my street. And it's giving back and it's in service, right? It's simple. You know, you can go to Africa and do missions projects, and I have many friends who have, and I plan to do that myself, you know, in the not too distant future. But if you can't do that, do something simple. Like when someone throws the can of Coke next to the garbage and you see it in the street, pick it up and put it in. That's giving it back. That's paying it forward. You know, when a friend needs a hand, help them. You know, just go over to their house and help them get organized if they need that. Or, you know, call a friend and just give them advice on something they're doing if they need it. And, of course, if they ask for it, right? You know, be that person who just really makes a difference. And really, that's what it's about. And as we enter this holiday season, I want everyone to really think, like, how can I really make a difference in my family, with my friends, and in my community? And watch what happens for you. If something powerful will happen for you, too.
Wow, Jessica, that was powerful. And as we draw to the end of this show tonight, what would you like for the listeners to take away?
You know what I would really like for you to kind of leave knowing in this call? And I didn't really say this earlier, but if there is one thing I would want you to get out of why you should give back, at the end of the day, if you're not actually in service, if you're not actually living a life of contribution, if you're not actually making the world a better place, at the end of your life will have not mattered at all. I'm going to say that again. I really want you to just sit with it. If you're not making the world better when you're alive and you're not leaving the world a better place, it will be as though you've never lived and your life will have been for nothing. To really choose to be in contribution, choose to make the world better, do that. Because what's that really choosing? Is that your life gets to make a difference. So go out and make a difference.
Wow, Jessica, that was wonderful. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Kina. And you know, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, this is, I think, our second to last show for the holiday season and for the new year. And we're excited to come back in January, and we have a lot of great things planned for you. But I just wanted to wish our listeners, you know, whatever holiday you're celebrating this week, whether it's Hanukkah or Christmas or anything else, you know, happy holidays. And, you know, and this is our last call before Christmas. So Merry Christmas to everyone, and I hope you really have a wonderful holiday filled with friends and family and love and giving back as well.
Yes, happy holidays to each and everyone.
All right, is there anything you'd like to add, Akina, before we close our show tonight?
Well, yes. If something was said that touched you tonight, please find our show at iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, or Tuned In, and you can always go to changeyourmindsonline.com.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening in tonight. We love you. God bless. Merry Christmas. And have a great week.
Good night.